Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
We now welcome Mady.
Good morning, church. Let's get into the word.
Amen.
I start off my sermon with a rhetorical question. What is clay? Never heard of it. Well, in March of this year, CLAY was launched as a youth fellowship program, and CLAY is an acronym for Kingdom Life Academy Youth. And the concept is based on Isaiah 64 verse 8. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Now, our lives are a masterpiece, and God is our master sculptor. God starts with crude, non-distinguishable chunks of clay and begins to mold us with love and care. He begins working his grace in our lives and slowly creates the form that resembles a work of art in human form. Now, clay has no aspirations for glory, not even for service, for clay is just clay. And it is even reluctant to perform its own given task, because again, clay is just clay. But the thing about clay is that it's moldable, it's pliable, it's subjective to creation, desiring a creator, and totally submissive to the will of its master. Now, there are people in this world that believe that their lives are useless, that their lives are broken, talents wasted, fires quenched, and dreams dashed. They feel tossed aside and are in desperate need of repair, with no notion of purpose. And that's completely normal. It's completely normal to doubt God's power. It's completely normal to doubt that God's even there. But God can make a masterpiece from a broken vessel. And that's what we have to remember. But there are also others with their hearts open, hungry to change, wounds healing, and visions clearing. That's because they've opened up to the idea that God can change and that God has a path for all of us. They welcome the painful molding of the potter's hand. They welcome God's journey. They long to be rebuilt, begging to be called. And as we allow our lives to be sculpted by the master's hands, we will become well-tuned, happy, polished, and productive. Much work is needed to transform the crude chunks of clay before they are then treated by fire and worked skillfully by the master's hand to remove all blemish and scars to finally reveal a masterpiece. With the eyes of the Spirit, we can see our Lord, the artist, in love, crafting with his hands a vision for our lives that only he can create. Melt in his presence and allow him to mold and shape you into the person that he desires you to be. It says in Romans 12 verse 2, allow God to transform you. He will mold you and renew your mind as he changes your way of thinking. You'll be changed from the inside out. Then you will always be able to decide what God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Our youth sessions are aimed at teaching us to allow the Lord to give our life purpose, allow him to mold our mind, to transform our very thinking, and allow his love to shine through us, making an impact in others' lives. The more we become as clay and allow God to mold us, the clearer our calling in life will become. As God molds us and uses us, our goals in life will not be to reach the places that we desire, but rather to find the destination that he has waiting for us. Our lives will have greater meaning and lasting significance. In order to move forward, we have to face the giants that stand in our way. In our first lesson, we were asked to identify our fears and write them down. I mean, personally, my fear is driving, and I've just started in March. But I know that by the grace of God and his miraculous force, I will somehow still get my license. And the goal for the year in our youth service was to work on overcoming these fears. Like us, the youth are allowing the potter to work in our lives. So we encourage you, our parents, family, and friends to join us in the journey of change. Now, in my closing, I hope that you've taken away that if we put our trust and our faith in God, we will reap the rewards. Now, I introduce Cam, who's going to be talking about how we stay giants.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.